Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Terry, the money lady, how you doing?
I'll take that even though I don't get my regular walk-up music. Happy New Year almost.
I know, you too. It's been a pretty good, it's been a great 2025. I know that, especially for the markets, after where we were in March to where we are now, I don't know if a lot of people saw that coming, and I guess that's why you don't try and pretend you know what's coming, huh?
Exactly. The markets always teach humility, and nobody ever calls tops and bottoms consistently, although a lot of people have a reasonable track record, but that's not the aim. The aim is to grow your money over the long run.
We got a lot of questions, including some calls. Do you just want to hammer those out right now?
Sure, let's do it.
I love it. That's the best part when you're on. Let's go to Pam. Pam, what is your question?
Hi, Terry. My daughter's in the repayment program. She's been working for a nonprofit for over 10 years, and she would have been paid off had not they stopped the program for a little while during COVID. She has 1 month left. I'm concerned about the program shutting down before she gets that paid off.
Because I think she still has to be employed even after the 10 years to do it.
Yes.
What do you think, Terry?
She is still employed.
You know, it's very confusing what's going on with federal student loans. If this were earlier in the process, I would send you immediately to our expert, Ray Kaplan, R-A-E Kaplan, that's K-A-P-L-A-N.com. But I suggest right now that you just pray. That's really what I want you to do. I hope that she gets through and she gets certified and her loans get released. If afterwards that doesn't happen, something is a hang up and that was a messed up program, not just currently, but over the decades, then we need to go to Ray Kaplan. She'll be able to figure it out.
And Pam, is she about to hit her 10 year, you said?
Yes, she has 1 month left, and I just keep my fingers crossed. And yes, I do pray.
Oh, well, very good. We'll tell her to not wait then, right? Like, get after that application and talk to the servicers about it, okay?
Well, she's got to get through that period.
Yeah, no, she's got to get through it.
She's in the program, so you've got to wait and see if all of a sudden she gets a release. If not, that's when you got to start working on it.
Okay. Thanks, Pam.
Okay, then it's raykaplan.com, right?
Oh, yeah, or financialrelief.com. The number is
312. Financialrelief.com is her website.
312-294-8989, Pam, is the number. And I'll give that out again before the end of the show, or one of our producers can give it to you. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Tony. Question for Terry. Hey, Tony.
Hello. Yes, my question is, I'm 75 years old. I have pretty much money invested in mutual funds with Edward Jones, and pretty much like maybe about $1 million, but that's what I get a pension and everything.
Oh, nice.
I have like $100,000 in cash yet. I was asking Terry, what do you think I should do with it?
Sounds like chicken money.
Well, wait. This is I wish I could have paid you to put this question out there. This is the thing that is most on my mind. First of all, don't let that cash burn a hole in your pocket. Second of all, you know, I sell nothing at my website. I don't have ads. I don't have links or anything else. I've just posted two columns, one about year-end stock market advice and one about how tough it is to hold on to chicken money investments currently paying a little over 3% because the rates have come down. Look, this is really important. You're 75, I think you said, Tony. If I said to you, if we were sitting across the table from each other and I said, how much of that $1 million in your stock mutual funds can you afford to lose? What would you say to me?
Tony?
Probably $300,000.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
so you'd be willing. You wouldn't panic. You'd be okay to lose 10%. What if I told you the average of all the most recent bear markets in the last 100 years has been a 33% decline, and that and you will read this in my new column up at terrysavage.com on year-end investing, that there have been four bear markets that I've lived through that have approached a 50% decline. You never know. You never know when the market starts sliding, and you never know how long it will take you to break even. But at age 75, I don't think you want that whole $1 million exposed to the stock market. Now, if it's inside an IRA, you can just move it to a money market fund inside your IRA. Move 20, 25% of it, because I guarantee you it will be shocking when the market, and I have no idea when that will start. We're at all-time highs, but it will be shocking when it does start to fall and everybody panics at the same time. So there's an article at terrysavage.com called How to Buy Treasury Bills. That's where the $100,000 cash belongs, chicken money. And there's an article about that also right at the top column of terrysavage.com.
Great stuff.
This is the moment now, right now. Everybody, you've all had a great year. I mean, maybe less great, maybe more great, but there are no losers for this year's investment performance. Please think about whether it's time to take a little bit off the table if you're close to retirement, if you're going to need to spend the money in your old age, and if you're going to have a heart attack or panic when the market, and if the market takes a big slide.
Yeah, and stop chasing FOMO, right? It's okay if the market still goes up and you put a little in a safe place. That's still good. You're going to still have some in there, so you take advantage of it. I got a question, Terry, I want to get before we have to let you go. From the 815, she texted right when the show started. She hears a lot about people that have a lot of money saved, big 401ks. Do you have any advice for someone that is 66 years old like this person is? They've got less than $80,000 for retirement, but they are still working 35 hours a week, hoping to make it to 66 in 10 months so she can maybe get Social Security, he or she. Any thoughts for someone that only has $80,000 near retirement? There's more people like that than maybe we realize, Terry.
You know, I do realize that, and it's interesting when we talk about someone's got $1 million, amazingly, but because of the stock market and a long history of saving, there are probably eight times as many people who are going, oh, I only hope I have enough to make it through to the end. Look, the number one solution is to work as long as you can. It's not, I mean, yes, you're going to collect Social Security at your full retirement age, but if in fact you could work till you're 70, you could postpone collecting Social Security until you're 70 and have a significantly larger check. So that would be my one piece of advice for someone who's been pointing toward, okay, retirement at 60, oh, 66, 67, what is it? Is to consider, if you possibly can, working longer and delaying your Social Security. That's the number one thing you can do.
Including if it's a part-time job that just gets you as much as Social Security, because then you might as well make that money from the job part-time and then increase your check 3 years later.
That's the whole point of waiting. You get an 8% increase in your base check for every year you wait up until age 70, past Social Security age. So it means readjusting your horizons. We've all been brought up, this generation anyway, to think retirement, it was 65, then it became 67-ish. But the fact is, if you can hold out to 70, that would be the best thing you can do to increase your long-term security, and especially if you're getting benefits at work. And especially if you have a 401k, even on your part-time job, where they contribute some money and match what you put away, those are the kinds of things you can do. But can't, you know, I'm not Rumpelstiltskin. I can't spin straw into gold or dollar bills. But what I can do is talk about the logical things you can do. It's going to be easier to work longer from 67 to 70 than it will be to say at 74, oh my goodness, I'm running out of money. How can I earn more?
Terry, you're the best. Are you going to be on with John tomorrow on New Year's Eve still?
Yeah, we're going to have to do a whole hour at noon tomorrow, New Year's Eve, answering questions and talking about the market.
The phone lines and text lines are blowing up, so everyone call tomorrow during the noon business lunch. Terry will be on the whole hour to take your questions and calls. And Terry, thank you for giving us time today, okay?
Thank you, John. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I love Terry Savage.